on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom. We said in the Gemara that the Yosi met Eliyahu Hanavi, and Eliyahu Hanavi told him you're not allowed to enter the Churva, and that was a psak din that he gave him because it wasn't Beteres Nevu, it was Beteres Psak. Tana Rabbanon, because otherwise Teri Lo B'Shemayim. Tana Rabbanon. Now we're discussing the din of entering the Churva. Mipnei Shloisha Dvarim Enichnasim L'Churva. There are three reasons why a person cannot enter a churva, a structure that is about to fall. Mipnei chshad, zog Rashi, what's chshad? Shelo yoyimru zoyna muchenes l'sham. It's a chshad. They'll say he's going to a zoyna. So it's, you have to be very careful. Lozus v'sayim, that you shouldn't have people speak about you ill. Kivegin egilin neshas, Rabbi says, mipnei chshad, ayin Shabbos chav gimel amad aleph. What does it say in Shabbos chav gimel amad aleph? Over there the Gemara says that if someone has two psochim, two doors, by Ner Chanukah, he has to light Chanukah licht on the back and in the front. Why? So people shouldn't think that you're not lighting Ner Chanukah. So what does the Kivega want? Yilchari Kivega is showing that a person shouldn't think, you know what, I do my thing, what do I care about you? What? Nokitia, correct. And Lozis Vasayim. But it's not just, it's a Midas Chasidus. It's a din that we pass going to because of that. Because of a chshad, the halacha is you have to light Ner Chanukah both places. Because of a chshad, you're not allowed to enter a churba. So maybe that's what Kveg is coming to shtel to, the din of chshad. The tzveite reason why you're not allowed to enter a churba, zog the Gemara, mipnei ha-mapoilis. Meaning, it's a makom sakona. Zog the Rashi, choymes ha-churba ru'ua, u'mesukunu pentipal ha-choyma olav. It's dangerous. Dritte reason, zog the Gemara, mipnei ha-mazikin. Mazikin are people, not people, spirits that can harm you. So now the question is, do we have to be choshev for mazikin? There's a whole taste in Yuma, Ein Zayin, if you have to be choshev bizman azeh for zugois, for mazikin, or like you asked me, Ein Hora. Yeah, manda loy choshev, loy chashinon. If you're not choshev, no. But Kaponim Abirga says, mazikin you have to be worried about. Zokti Gemara, why do you have to come on to three reasons? Why can one reason suffice for the other two? What if you come on to three reasons? You tell me chshad of zoyna, tepukle mishum apoilus. Tepukle meaning, why do you have to have three reasons, Zog Rashi? Tepukle because of apoilus, the fact that it's a structure that's dangerous. That alone is a reason why you shouldn't enter. Zog the Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Beis, becharati. We're talking about a new structure. Since it's a new structure, and Rashi explains that the new structure already had three walls that fell, so to speak. The one that remained standing must be very strong. If it was able to outlive a fall, so that means it's a strong structure. So there's no chash of apoilus in such a case of charati. In fact, the Gemara, you tell me chshad, teple mishum mazikin. What if it comes out of chshad? What about mazikin? So Gemara betray, when you have two people entering, by two people, mazikin don't start up. So in such a foul, we're worried about chshash. If we're talking about two people, so chshad nami leko, there's no chshad. The whole reason why you're not allowed to go to a structure and you be yachid yourself as an isha, because you're yourself there. Once you have two men, there's no chshad. Zok Rashi, and this is a halacha l'gabi yichud, aval isha misyacheres im shnei anoshim. Two men, there's no problem. And the truth is, in Evan Ezechov Beis, the machlek is Ramon Mechaba, what is it then by two people stam? Do you say, pritzi, the halacha is, even two men, you're not allowed to be yachid. But by two people that are kosher yelaru, what about two people stam? You don't know if they're preaching or not. So Ramos says stam anoshim aksherim. The mechaba is not so poshut. You have to know the aksherim. But upon him, by two that are for sure kosher, there's no problem of shad. And that's the case of that we were saying that the problem is only because of mazikin. That's where we're going in the first side. Mazikin is in a case of two people and charati. Frek de Gemara. The second reason we gave in the Braisa was Mapoilus. It might fall on you. Tepuk le mishum chshad. In the last Gemara and this new Gemara? The new Gemara or the last Gemara? The Gemara, last Gemara, when we said that the reason is because of chshad, so we're talking about two pritzi.
So we're talking about pritzi.
In the last Gemara and this new Gemara, Mapoilus. Before Mapoilus. In the last Gemara, the Gemara says clearly we're talking about two pritzi. Because two ksherim, then there would be a problem. Of
only chshad,
only chshad. The Gemara wants to say only chshad and not mazikin, not mapoilus. Not mazikin because it's two people, and not mapoilus because it's charati. So by two, a chshad is a problem because they're pritzi. But Baksheri, it wouldn't be chshad. Now the Gemara goes into the second reason. You worried that the structure might fall on you. What about chshad? So again, trei v'ksheri twos of as follows. Als chshad, there is no problem anymore. Like we said, there's no problem of yichud by two ksheri. Als mazikin, there's no problem by two, any two. It doesn't make them what kind of two they are. The only problem left is mapoilus, and we're not talking about charity in this teretz. So that's the reason of mapoilus. It's not a structure that withstood a different fall that you can say it's a charity and it's still a strong wall. Now the Gemara is going to the third reason. Bipnei mazikin, you're telling me the reason is because of mazikin. Typically, mitum chshad. Typically, what about the reason of chshad? So umapoilus, the other reason. So Gemara bechuva charity. We're talking about a new structure, so there's no problem of mapoilus because it withstood all tests, so it's not a problem. And uvetrei v'ksheri, and we're talking about two people that are cautious, no problem chshad. The only thing left is mazikin. I Gemara had a kasha. What do you mean mazikin? Ibetrei mazikin amileko. Mazikin don't start up at two people. We said before. So what's pshat this Gemara? So Gemara b'mekoyman chayshinon. They don't start up with you on your territory. On their territory, they're so confident they'll start up with two people too. They're rogel in their place. They're not worried. Ibo is saying another reason why we're saying that mazikin is a problem. We're talking about chad. So we had a kash if it's chad. So what about chshad? Uvechur vecharati. So there's no problem of mapoilus. The koi bedabro. We're talking about that the guy went into the soda. Dabra is a soda. The hosom is from chshad leko. The whole reason why there's a problem of chshad miyachad with one person is because you're in a place that's in the city.
Secluded,
I guess. Masha Enkin in the Dabra, which is a soda, so there's no problem. Zonis don't hang out there. That's a pshat. Zonis don't hang out in a soda, even if it's secluded. Pshat is a sod, it's not a place. They go into the city, into a churva. They don't go into a sod, into a churva. So mainly there's no problem of chshad, and the problem is only, like we said in the third teretz, only als mazikin. Do isha bedabra l'shchicha, a woman doesn't go into the sod. Umisha mazikin iko, but mazikin there is. Mazikin don't mind going into the sod, but a woman doesn't want to go and have a business in the sod. That's why the woman is talking about chshad, problem of chshad. Zog die Gemara. Tone Rabbonon. Alba Mishmorais Hava Alaylo. We said before, there were three. Now we're saying, there's a tzad to say, according to Rebbe, that it's four. Which means that every hour, a Mishmor is 3 hours, not 4 hours. So it's a machlok is Rebbe Nevnosin. Tone Rabbonon, Alba Mishmorais Hava Alaylo. The Laila is split into four Mishmorais. Divi Rebbe. Rebnosin Noim is Sholosh. It's three Mishmorais. Zog die Gemara, what's Yisrael? The machlok is my time with the Rebbe. The my time with Rebnosin, I mean. The Chsiv. And also says three. Vayovoi Gidon, and Gidon came. Umeo ish asher ito, and he had 100 soldiers. Bikzea machne, roisha ashmoires hatichoino. It says, roisha ashmoires hatichoino. Tichoino means in the middle. His ashmoires was in the middle. Tono. Roisha ashmoires hatichoino, tono. Tono zogdemore, ein tichoino, elish yesh lefoneo lachel. The Tana learned that tichoino means one before and one afterwards. And it says clearly mishmoires. So we see a mishmoires is three mishmoras, one before and one after. According to the mandoma, that it's four mishmoras, it should be. It's not in the middle. It's an odd. It's an even number. Zogmor v'Rebbe that says that it's four mishmoras. My tichoina. What does tichoina mean? Achas min tichoinas means one of the tichoinas, but it doesn't mean it's smack in the middle. There's a partner next to him, so it's stuck at four mishmoras. Achas min tichoinas shebe tichoinas. V'Reb Nosson mixiv tichoinas shebe tichoinas. Reb Nosson is not noches to that teretz. It's mashma one tichoina. Tichoina mixiv. Talking about my time with the Rebbe, that says that it's four mishmoros. Omer Reb Zrika, Omer Reb Ami, Omer Reb Shur ben Levi, a different pasuk. Kos vechad oimer by Dovid Hamelech. It says Chatzos Laila Okum Lohidus Lachal Mishpatei Tzidkecho. I get up by Chatzos. The Kos vechad oimer. Another pasuk says Kodmu Einai Ashmoiris. When I got up, my eyes were up before two Ashmoiris. Two Ashmoiris. That means if you split the night into four parts, so if you got up by Chatzos. Chatzos is 6 hours into the night. Now, if you split it into four, that means it's 3 hours every mishmer. So there's two more mishmaros left. So when it says he got up at chatzos before two mishmaros, it makes sense. There's four mishmaros in the night from chatzos until the alois. It's taka two mishmaros, two times three. So I'm okay. It's that alba mishmaros have a laila. So that's taka right. That is four mishmaros. The Reb Nosson, how did he learn pshat in Dovra Melech? The Reb Nosson sovelok Reb Shua. He learned like Reb Shua. It's not Reb Shua. Omer at sholosh shoyis shkein derech melochim lamed b'sholosh shoyis. That means there's a later on in Mishnah, until when can you say Kriya Shma Shel Shachris? Kriya Shma Shel Shachris, you can say until when the kings get up. When do normal kings get up, not Dovra Melech, even Balchi Akum, they get up 3 hours into the morning. That's the whole matter of Zman Kriya Shma. When is Zman Kriya Shma? They're going to Magen Avraham. 3 hours into the morning, Shachris from when? Well, come on, 3 hours into the morning. Now, so if Dovra Melech is saying, I might have gotten up by Chatzos, but it's before two Mishmores, Lo'olam denied at three Mishmores. So he asks, why is it plural Mishmores? The Teretz is, Klape, when the other kings get up, it's how many hours? From Chatzos until 3 hours into the morning, that is 9 hours. 6 hours from the night still, and 3 hours from the morning. 9 hours is how many Mishmores? If you do 4 hours of Mishmor, that's two Mishmores. It's eight is two. So when he's saying, I got up before two Mishmores, it doesn't mean two Mishmores of the night. It means two Mishmores of the morning Mishmores.
He meant Mishmores of the night. He was getting up 6 hours.
What?
He was getting up 6 hours.
He was getting up Chatzos.
How many hours of the night?
6 hours into the night.
It was a Mishmar and a half left.
It was, of the night, it was a Mishmar and a half left.
That can't be what you
That's going to be tomorrow's second Teretz. Oh, but the first Teretz of the Gemara is there are two Mishmores if you count the morning Mishmar. Oh, one, two, four. It's a chiddush over here. We're saying also that Mishmaros happen in the morning. Before we had the Gemara, Gimel Mishmaros, Belaila, Rekia, Ara. We're calling the morning a Mishmar too. Yeah, I don't know if the Mishmaros in the heavenly spheres are also Mishmaros that take place then. But right, we're not talking about how the heavenly spheres, we're not talking about the Mishmaros and the Rekia that we said before. We're talking about Stam, the cheshbon of Mishmaros of changing of the guard, so to speak, that we have even in the morning in the kings. When they get up, it's called the Mishmar Klapi the Shois. And that's how he's going to learn. Rav Ashi says your teretz. Rav Ashi omer mishmei. Rav Ashi omer mishmoro upal ganame mishmor korilei. Even if he got up chatzos and there's only one mishmor in front of him, but there's how many hours? There's 6 hours. So even if a mishmor is 4 hours, it's still called two mishmoros because 6 hours is a mishmor and a half. 4 hours one, and a mishmor and a half is also rounded off to two. From here, that's the teretz of the Gemara. It's very interesting. What's brought down in the Chuvas Cham Sofer, he says that there's a question in the Shavuos Yankov. He says, if a person has Lechem Mishnah, doesn't have two full loaves of Lechem Mishnah. He has one and a half breads. Is that called Lechem Mishnah?
Yeah.
Why, yeah? It's not two.
That's all right. You take the big one.
Yeah, but a Shabbos, you need two Prusa Shleimah state in Shulchan Aruch. Is one and a half called Shleimahs? Bring the Shavuos Yankov a raya from this Agadat Gemara that Mishmer v'chetzi is considered zwei Mishmoros. So one and a half puzos shleimos is called shleimos. One and a half loaves of bread. Even a half, even a full half, not less than a half, a full half. Yeah, you need a full half. That we see in this Gemara. Otherwise, you have no raya. But Kaponim Chacham Sofer is matcha this Shavuos Yankov, and he says, of course not. We know Shulchan Aruch says you need two shleimos. There is a Chuvas Chacham Tzvi which says, if you're missing a mashuhu, that's still called shalom. It's very common when you take a matzah, if you don't have, and you see a chip missing, the Chacham Tzvi says, and the cheshbon is like this, he says, how much you take off challah? Achas mimem ches. Achas mimem ches is around 2%. So achas mimem ches, you're allowed to be missing from the shlemis, it's still called, because that's the chelik that you take off. That's the shlemis. But the Chuvas Yankov, the Chacham Tzvi's matcha brings a rai from his Gemara, that mishmaru palga is called mishmarais, one and a half is considered two shlemis. Correct, but Shavuos Yankov brings out a halacha from this. That's a chiddush. Could be that's one of the tchias of the Chassam Sofer. Oh, zog the Gemara. Va'omer Rav Zrika, Omer Rav Ami, Omer Rav Shuben Levi. Rav Zrika said in the name of Rav Ami, in the name of Shuben Levi. Now we're going digressing into the memory of Rav Zrika. Ein omer b'fnei ames el advarav shel mes. In front of a mess, you can only say the words of the mess. You can't stop talk other things. Only the words of the mess. That means words that are regarding the mess. Oh, I talk about Levaya, I talk about Espedim. The mess knows what's happening before Stima Segoil. Even Tsar is Neshama. Tremendously, if you're talking Stam about your stocks or real estate. Before the Kvura, yeah. After the Kvura, that's a whole question. Because later, if he even knows what's happening. But I'll go after Stima Segoil. But Einom Vinay Mess, El Advov, that are relevant to the mess. Omer Rav Abba Bar Kahana Le'amoron ela b'divrei Torah. Lo yamoren ela b'divrei Torah, meaning they not allowed to be mesapa divrei Torah. And Rashi explains because everyone is mechuyev to talk in Torah, and a mess cannot. So it's le'eg l'rash cherev yiseyu. He feels your mamash being mitzayim le'eg l'rash. He can't talk divrei Torah. The question is, we know the Gemara says in Yevamot Tzadivov, Svosov doivos bekeva when you say his Torah. So what does that mean? Over here we're saying you shouldn't say divrei Torah because it's leg l'rash. Maybe it could be mechalik that you can't talk Torah stam and talk about a geshmak a kulin hashas kvegas kasha or ktois or any Gemara because he can't be mitzav leg l'rash. But his Torah, that's not leg l'rash because then takas svosov doivos bekeva. So maybe then you're touching the Gemara a little different. The dvov shel mes, you're allowed to say it in divrei Torah. That's not the really pashas. Balk upon him, clearly svos of dvov is a good thing when it comes to Torah b'fonov. But here we're saying only talk about things that are relevant to him, and le'eg l'rash don't do. That's you're putting your tzitzis. You can't talk divrei Torah. Avol mili d'alma. The first member of the Gemara says if you stop talking other things that are not relevant at all to anything, meaning stop business, less lumbo. He doesn't care. The whole vart is leg l'rash. It bothers him. It bothers him when you're talking things that he can't participate. It doesn't bother him when you talk about stocks and main garnish. He's an Olam HaEmes. He knows what's important. The Ikad Ami, the Tzveit Terz is, Omer Rabbi Bakana lo yamoron, elo afilu b'divrei Torah. That even in divrei Torah you can't talk, even though it's Torah, because you mit leg l'rash. Because can mili the alma, for sure you can't talk b'fon of. Because mili the alma, for sure it's something that you can't talk b'fon of. Now, if you go with the reason of le'eg l'rash, so then if lishna for kam is very good, because pshat is divrei Torah is osa and mili b'dalma is mukkah, there's no le'eg l'rash. He's a poor man because he cannot have that.
He's the poorest.
Oh, he's the poorest because he doesn't have Torah mitzvahs. So that's like a rash, very good. He's called a rosh because he's rosh mina Torah mitzvahs. Oh, so according to the first Lishna, le'eg l'rosh is taka because dvorim ba'alma is not negated. There's no leg l'rosh. And the Gemara is going to say also, we'll see that it's only toich dalad amas because that's where the leg l'rosh plays in. Toich is going to say that. According to the second Lishna holds, the vart is that you shouldn't be mesiach das from the hespit. That's what this the Rosh explains this way. You shouldn't be mesiach das from the hespit. So if you're talking something else, you're right to being mesiach. Kolch can't dvorim ba'alma, it's a hesach das from the hespit. And that's why it's even also chutz dalal amas according to the second lishna. It's going to come out. This Azoshtein and Rosh, he learns up the two lishnas and his aleph. Now, like I said, Tosis Taka says over here in the second Tosis that v'dafka b'dalad amas shaloi. This din of dafka b'toich dalad amas. So this will be mamash toli. The Rosh says in the two lishnas. If the vart's le'eg l'rash, so then it's divrei Torah and it's dafka toich dalad amas. Masha'enkin, if it's being mesiach das from hespit. Mesiach das from hespit is irrelevant if you took dalad or hey amas, and mesiach das from hespit is for sure also dvorim ba'almo. That's pshat in the lishna basra. No, in the ikadam it's also the hespit. Yes, not as like l'rash. Yes, yeah, you have to be oisik now in hespit. Now is not the time to learn. Nothing like l'rash. Correct. The reason is, and that's what doesn't make a difference. The Rosh says Tosis is only going in lishna kama. Toich dalad amas is like l'rash. Torah, not Mili Ba'alma, and Toich Dalet. Mashenkin, Mili Ba'alma also, and is even Chutz Ladalet, as you have to be Oisik Bespeder Shomeis. The Sefer Rekeach says, by Avrom Vinu, it says, Vayikach Avrom, Vayokam Avrom, Me'al Pnei Meisoi. Why? Because he didn't want to be B'Toich Dalet Amos when he talked Dvorim Ba'alma. The question is that, Lemaisi, he talked about Oitzos Akfura, that's Dvorim Shomeis. That's not so posh. The Ramban discusses it's a koponim. That was the discussion with Bnei Ches. According to this, if it was an espeder shel meis, this is part of the torchei meis. Maybe that's maybe not so much torchim. Oh, zok de gemara. The David, the pal gedelel you have a koi. You tell me David got up at chatzoisen. Me uta have a koi. David HaMelech was already up mi'urta from the beginning of the night. D'chsev, it says, Kidamti b'neshef v'eshaveya. It says, you got a b'neshef. How do we know neshef is the night? Umayda, the beginning of the night. Umayda nefesh urta. How do we know nefesh is urta? The beginning of the night. D'chsev, b'neshef b'erev yoim b'ishon laylo. V'afelo. Entve, the Gemara, Omer Rabbeishu, 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 Omer I might have gotten up at the beginning of the night, but I never surpassed Chatzos B'Sheina. In fact, I got up. I never slept. That's Chatzos. Does it? I guess he went to sleep by Shkia. You know, the Goyin slept, is brought down, I think, in my Sagav. The Goyin slept always 3 hours, but always less than a half an hour. In not to have Shishin, always not to have a Shena, so less than 30 minutes. So David HaMelech slept, he slept half an hour, but before even nighttime, he got up already. You only sleep 1 hour?
Yeah. Okay. Why? Prostate problem. I can't sleep more than an hour.
Okay. Utilize your time that you're up, Gevaldik.
I get up every hour.
Zog the Gemara. So that's the first answer to the Gemara. That Itaka got up by... But the word is... He got up in the beginning of the night. He's always up. He's saying, I'm always up then. Reb Zeroma, at Chatzos Laila, he misnamnim kasus. Until Chatzos Laila, he was Taka dremeling. He was up, but he was sleeping. He was dozing off a little. Afterwards, he got it by the beginning of the night. But Mizgabe Kari took place afterwards. The two waking ups. One was, I'm up and I'm dozing off, and the other was a real up. Now, Rashi learns, Mistamnim Kasus is a good zach. Oisik B'Torik Shu Mistamnim, he was Oisik B'Torik, even when he was Mistamnim. The Kasus Azeh, Shene Nirdam Lo'olam Le'Mistamnim V'Ner Tomit. Now, the truth is, this seems very good. The Gemara says in Shas many times, Kinaim B'Shochiv Rav Omahai Milsa. It's not a derogatory thing. When he was sleeping, he said this. He's saying that he was learning Torah even when he was misnamnim, even when he was sleeping, when he was dremeling. That's a maila. He was sending the goyin less than half an hour in misnamnim. That was the third test of the Gemara. At chatzos zayim misnamnim kesus mikam elchem misgab kari. Rav Ashi Omer. 1 second. The first teretz was always up at chatzos. Reb Zera says you're right. Second, this is the second. At chatzos zayim misnamnim kesus mikam elchem misgab kari. Rav Ashi Omer. Third teretz. At chatzos laila yoisik b'divit teira. Till chatzos was teira. Mikam ve'elik b'shiv dishbachos. Shiv dishbachos. Tehillim was after chatzos, and that's why the getting up was chatzos is a different getting up. Correct. Switching his limud, a different type of learning. Zog di Gemara, v'neshef urtu. Since when are you telling me neshef is the beginning of the night? Ha neshef tzafru. We know a different pasuk. Nefesh is the morning. Dichsev vayakim David ma neshef ad erev. David smit. He smited. He killed. He had smitten. Me neshef ad erev from the morning until the evening. The machosim the next day. My lab mitzafra ad leila from morning to night. So we see nefesh in the morning. So Gemara loy miutva do it. It means from the night to the night. Gemara yochi lichtu ma neshef ad neshef. So talk similar language when you're talking in the same lashonos. Or me'erev ad erev. Ela merove is two nashva. Three nashva have. Neshef just means change. A change. What kind of change? Really, it's morning tonight. No, really, neshef is night, like we said before. We'll see. Oh, in that morning, it's morning, right? But there's two neshefs. Three neshva have. Neshef leil, you have osi mami. One changeover is from night to day. Neshef mami, osi leil. Neshef just means changeover. It can be used for two ways, for two things. Changeover from night to day or day to night. David HaMelech knew when it was Chatzos. How do you know exactly when Chatzos was? The Laila Amos. Hash the Moshe Rabbeinu Lava Yoda. By Moshe Rabbeinu it says, "Dichsev Kachatzos Laila." He bring about Makas Bechoros and Yoytz B'Tech Mitzrayim. It says around Chatzos, "My Kachatzos." Ilema the Omalek Kutchebrich Chatzos. The Eibusha said Kachatzos. Can it sign? The Eibusha didn't know when Chatzos was. Mikas Sveka Kamishmaya. Ella the Omalek Bachatzos. The Eibusha said Bachatzos. V'osiyu v'Omekhatz Kachatzos. And Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure. So he said Kachatzos around. Am Mesafkele V'David Avi Yoda. How could David know more than Moshe Rabbeinu? Zok Mara David Simona Havle. He had a special simon. The Omer Avacha Babiz Nom Reb Shimon Chasida. Kinar Oye Tolu Lemaile Matosoi. He had a kinar. He had a harp on top of his bed. Shel David. V'chemet Shigia Chatzos Laila. As soon as Chatzos came, Boru Ech Tzvoinis V'nei Sheves. The Ech Tzvoinis starts blowing in by Chatzos. U'menagin Me'elo V'nei is like an alarm clock that he had. It woke him up. Miyada Yo'oimed V'oisek B'Torah. And then he got up and learned Torah. Before we said in the Gemara, from Chatzos he learned Tzirz Dishbachas and Kun Kvon Torah to the Gemara. How come the Gemara says Oisek B'Torah? Is that a stira? Could be that we know the Chazal say that David HaMelech was mispal that consider my Tehillim like learning Sugis and Torah. Reb Chaim Elozhe and Nefesh Chaim says it wasn't a skabel. The Torah didn't give him a Torah that we're going to kabel it. Tehillim is not like Torah. Reb Chaim brings a line from here in Shar Dalet. But Al-Koponim, it says over here, Oizek B'Torah. How does that stim with Tirshish B'Chos? Maybe in the Hamin of David Al-Koponim. but he learned Ach Olam Udashacha. Came Ish Olam Udashacha, Nichnus Kach Mishol, Etzloi, Omrulay, he told him, Adinenu Amelech, Amchi Yisrael Tzrin Panosa, Chalas Ronit Panosa. Omalem, the Chubis Panosa Zemizer, support one another. That's how you get Panosa. Omrulay, Eina Kremitz Masbiyazari, there's not enough. We can't be support ourselves. Veina Bar Mismala Michul Yosoi, a pit cannot be Nismala from Michul Yosoi. If you take out, Rashi explains, if you take out a stone from a pit, now you want to put it back in, you want to put the earth back in, it doesn't fill up. So Afkan, we can't support ourselves. It's not gonna sustain ourselves. So go take the gdoid, take the booty. Miyad yoytzim, go into war and get booty, and that's how you support yourself. Miyad yoytzim achisoyfel milochem sanhedrin, the mitziyaitin achisoyfel, meaning tachsisim milchom rash says, when the milochem sanhedrin, they got reshus to be mispalal on them, v'sholim bungim mitumim, to know if they'll be matzliach. So we see over here, you need three things. Number one, urim mitum is not enough, even if the urim mitum says you'll be matzliach, you still have to daven. And also you need tachsisim milchom. Those are the three things. To get the booty, yes, as I stated. Now, vice is might have been Mechemes Mitzvah too, but it was also for the booty. I just want to point out one thing that we said over here, Legabi Chatzois. Tois says, Akasha, that Vim Toima Mikomokom Lema Bachatzois, let him say like the Abish said. What's the difference? He has to know. Why do I change? He don't want to say something that he can't prove if they ask him. If they would ask him when exactly, he won't be able to, so he said Kachatzois. Lemay said, some Achronim want to say that the reason why he said Kachatzois is because let's say the mitzvah's watch was off and him was 11:59, they'll say Moshe Badoi. So in order to prevent Azak Apikursus, he said Kachatzois. It's Yehuda Biskrov said that what is Misa? Makas Bekoros is Misa. What's Misa? Before that you're alive, after that you're dead. When is this man of Misa? The Misa's man is something that's Lemaylam in his man, the exact moment of Misa. So mainly he said Kachatzois because Kachatzois is when the Misa takes place. Just like Misa is before you're alive, after you're dead, so kachatzois you have to say in a similar oifen, dafkin azafal. All right, we'll stop over here in the bottom of the Omid by the Pasuk.